This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. What a day. Hillary Clinton finally gets Bernie to get off her back and support her, because it's been over 30 days since she was officially, sort of, or unofficially, the Democratic nominee. Donald Trump responds to some of what was said, and there's a moving tribute, and it was a moving tribute, I think, in so many ways, for five cops who were killed less than a week ago in Dallas at the hands of a gunman who was liked on Facebook a lot of incredibly radicalized groups and decided to take whatever he was planning and move up the timeline after a Black Lives Matters march, which was very, very peaceful in Dallas. We all know that story by now. And it's just details that are starting to emerge as to what his arsenal was. And they're trying to look more into motivations. And did anybody help or know or any of that? A lot of questions still hanging in the balance. But one thing is for sure, five officers are gone. And 12 children are left without fathers, trying to understand, which you can't understand, what happened. And what seemed to be the end of a shift for some, the end of a long week for others, and unfortunately, sadly, it ended in tragedy, as we already know. And I think what was great is that they kept the group small that was in the Symphony Center, and the 200 tickets went to officers. 200 of the tickets went to officers who would have to have been close to these, to the five that died, because the whole force, of course, wanted to be there. And neighboring cities took over the duties of bringing in any of the dignitaries, the president, the vice president. The motorcades came from three different surrounding very, very big suburbs. And even the mayor of Fort Worth, a woman named Betsy Price, went out to meet the president as his plane came in to try to take that burden off of the people in Dallas, and the mayor in Dallas, who was getting ready for the service that was going to take place, the interfaith service. Former President Bush was also on hand. Proud of Dallas, loves Dallas, was completely bowled over by what happened, as so many other people in the city were, too. Some other odds and ends have bubbled up, politically speaking, and we'll talk about that along the way. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can easily jump on at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Grim. Hi, Grim. Hello.
It's just, you know, I mean, it is that. Hey, did you notice, though, how much the office of the president has extracted or aged Obama? I mean.
His hair's all gray on the side. It's been that way for a while.
Yeah, the gray hair, and, you know, it's kind of shrunken and wrinkled in the face a little, and it's got some weight loss, too, it looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, the only thing I think that has grown is his ears. It must be from all the burning.
I think he's used to that.
But, I'm kind of curious what Trump's going to look like after his first term, you know?
I got to
thinking about that, and I kind of predict that, you know, his hair won't change, because he's got a colorist in a hair specialist. We all know that. But I got a feeling it's going to kind of stand up like Don King's hair, you know, or the World Series trophy, you know, except it would be kind of lopsided because, you know, how he does a comb over.
Yes.
But and it'll expose his bald chrome dome there, you know, but they won't be able to get it down. It'll just be, you know, like he's shocked all the time. But if he does a second term, I think it'll just go flaming. He can cook some grilled cheese sandwiches on top of his chrome dome.
Oh,
I heard he loves those.
Just kills you. Just kills you, that job.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it's an honor, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. It's an honor, I don't know. I mean, there's the question. It's how many people want to be president of the United States? Remember, that was one of the questions when you were a kid. Oh, do you want to be president of the United States? Do you want to be the fire chief? Do you want to be a fireman, a police officer? It's interesting how careers, or when you're a kid, books on careers, how that switched.
Well, he thought he was going to be able to do whatever he wanted. I mean, most people say, well, I get in and I can change everything. But
yeah.
No, we got it structured in such a manner to where that don't happen.
Yeah, you're
that's
totally
what
right.
Is, that's what really ages you. But what makes me sick is just, you know, how crooked they really are, you know. I mean, I've seen this some type of comedic thing today where they're talking about how the prime minister he left England today, and then they compared it to the skippity-doo-dah, the way Boehner'd left the Senate, you know, and come in there.
Yeah.
With.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you got to be nuts just to, you know, hold the position.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, it's got to be some kind of lunacy, you know, to be there doing it. Or either the money's just that great. You know, I just...
The money's just that great. I love it.
You know, well, Kate, let's face it. That's what it's all about, really, is with them. I mean, even here locally, you know, you go from being Mississippi has had more money than you can shake a stick at with all the lawsuits, the tobacco lawsuits, the BP lawsuits, and they've just had more money, and they held a special session this year just for education, and they still haven't fully funded it. And when we had the casinos here, that's what the revenue was supposed to do for it.
Right.
Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, we tried to pass a law to where they could not stick the tax revenue inside the general fund, and they still wouldn't do that.
Yeah, because crazy.
We wanted a special account for education only.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
just greed.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Real greed. And now we're still the poorest. You know, we're still number one at being last. That's how I like saying it.
We're still number one at being last. Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, see, we can claim something number one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go. Number one at being last. Oh, you're funny. Terrible. All right, Grim was grim. Grim, you were grim tonight. All over the map. Stay with us. Fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo. We need some levity.
You was manifested in the day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Perfect pancake. Going to the store. Perfect pancake. Gotta get some more. Perfect pancake. Eating it right now.
Pancakes. Pancakes for dinner. Do you ever do that? Do you do the reverse? Instead of having breakfast at breakfast, have breakfast for dinner? Oh, it's the best. My mom used to do that when we were kids. And it meant maybe some pancakes and eggs. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Pancakes are good for you, too. Because you can make them so they're low-cal. I'm sure you're all going, yeah, geez. Who cares about that? All right, time for little fruits and nuts. Shred it and bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Ready for a little bingo, Nathan Reeder, as he joins us?
Yes. Bingo it to me.
All right. Would you be surprised to learn that the world's greatest airline is Emirates Airline? I'm going to tell you why, of course.
Yes, please do tell me why, because I am surprised. Can you tell?
I knew you would play along. That's all I wanted. I wanted for you to play
along.
Okay, it's the world's best airline. First of all, it's giant. I'm serious. It is such a big plane. And the reason it's such a big plane is because of all the stuff that they have on this, right? Emirates was first. Qatar Airways was second. So you kind of get the idea here. I don't even think American was on the list. Virgin America was on the list. Norwegian was on the list. And here's the deal. If you take a flight, this Air Emirates, you pretty much get your own little sleeping quarters. You have mega service. Anytime you pretty much ring a bell, somebody comes to your assistance to do whatever it is that you need. They serve you constantly food. I don't know how you don't get off the plane and weigh 10 extra pounds. But they they really are based on service. So the key thing here is you're not crammed in like a sardine as you are on so many other planes. And I think it's the fact that there is so much leg room and there's so much service and you have that opportunity to have the beds that, you know, lay back and whatnot and constant stream of movies and music. And somebody told me once that they did a thing where they had bands on board. What if you don't like that band? You have to put the earplugs in, I guess. It's a mariachi band tonight. I hope you like it. Tomorrow we're having the Jazz Masters. So anyway, Nathan, that's why they're number one.
I love the Jazz Masters.
You know what? If they played jazz, I would be totally into it. I agree with you. I mean, it is kind of like the movie thing. You don't have any choice over the movies. People get so excited about these movies they show, but then if you don't like it, you're stuck with it. Or you just watch your own little movie. Cause
yeah,
people
I was just
bring...
going to say, you got your own thing. You got it on your phone, probably. Shoot, you probably even save it on your phone nowadays. Or you That's... got a book.
That's true. That's true. Probably you could watch it on the phone, too.
But, yes, I understand. Why are you bringing those, you know, old world things onto this new flagship of futuredom?
Yeah, we don't like it. Take it off.
Boring.
Yeah, forget it. You need to be hooked up. All right, so how about this? Excavators, you know, if I wasn't doing this for a living... She said, I would have loved to be like the female Indiana Jones. This guy named Bill Davis and his team have been working on building a site in a forested region of Tacoma, Washington. Some of people are listening to us in Washington. And in March this year, a security alarm notified them to a disturbance on the site, this site that they've been excavating. And the security disturbance apparently was, and I thought somebody was joking me when they sent me this. I guess this they had a security device set up because of this excavation thing. And what's happening is, we just talked about foxes the other day. What's happening is that this fox keeps coming up to the site and hitting the alarm, almost like a whack-a-mole, almost like memorizing the button. I mean, that's so odd, isn't it? You're speechless.
No, sorry, something else.
So do you think? What do you think? The fox just figured it out?
Yeah.
You know, they say dogs are smart. Well, who says a fox isn't smart?
The fox is definitely the fox is a character in all those stories for a reason. I'd imagine his wiliness is there, and
just picked it up.
Oh yeah.
I mean, must be, because otherwise, how would the fox know to do that?
Where is this? You said.
This was in Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah. Well, that's forest life up there. It seems natural that it seems natural that the animal population is definitely getting habitualized to seeing humans and it being part of their world and finding a curiosity in that. Then that behavioralists can do their damnedest to show people are really, really happening.
They are really simple. How about this? So I'm saying credit for that. A dog that was once considered untrainable, a deaf dog, won the champion agility title. Is that the best? Don't tell me, since we're speaking about animals and smarts, don't tell me I can't win anything because I'm deaf. That's exactly what happened. So, geez, when you talk about animals and how do you train a deaf dog, this dog out of Halifax was born deaf and was surrendered to the SPCA as untrainable. But this border collie, who was rescued as a 3-month-old puppy, got that agility trial champion of Canada title. And that, you know, it was just a huge title because it was competing against other dogs running through an obstacle course, did speeds and accuracy, and had to navigate jumps and a teeter-totter, and had to weave through poles and tunnels, and had to follow a human partner's hand signals and verbal cues. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I think that's the best story ever. I love it.
It's an amazing example of brain elasticity, which is that's the special thing about science and evolution, if you believe out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I have another good one about, I wonder, if you saw a skunk that had its head stuck in a cup and was struggling with it, would you try to free it?
Would you, Kate?
No, I would want to, but I would be afraid I would get sprayed or whatever, right?
Yeah, I'd have to definitely be in the right mood and have enough free time to not care about getting sprayed.
No kidding. Well, that's what happened. Some Mounties, since we were in Canada, I decided to stay there, saved a skunk that got its head caught in a Tim Horton cup, which is Tim Hortons is famous up there. And this skunk was starving. It just could not get they could see that it was, you know, it had lost weight. How you know it lost weight? It just looked like it wasn't doing well. So the Mounties decided, okay, we're going to help the skunk. And that's what they did. They covered it with a tarp. Then they waited for the skunk to poke its nose out. And then they grabbed the cup. And then the skunk scurried off into the night.
Yeah, nice job, buddies.
Yeah, nobody was sprayed. The officers didn't get sprayed. They figured a way out of it. See, that's what you call a challenge instead of a problem. Hey, this is kind of a challenge. What if we did this?
No, that's just what they did. All problems could be called challenges.
All right, so you wouldn't do the skunk thing necessarily unless you were in a great mood, apparently. Would you pose naked with your body painted blue for the sake of art and fill up the middle of a town square, be one of the people that would be there for a picture?
I do not see myself possibly. I mean, art is, you don't stop art, okay, so.
You don't stop art. Well, thousands of people did it. A lot of blue rear ends. It's kind of a cool picture, I have to say. It happened in England. It was the Sea of Hull. And a New York-based artist did it. It's a beautiful picture. I have to say,
awesome.
I would not paint myself blue. I wouldn't do it.
Shoot.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Sitting in our virtual green room is Tony Arnold, CEO of Setpoint. I want to ask you a question. Did you ever think about this? Do you believe that a zap of electricity could relieve arthritis pain, that agony that so many people face? And listen, of all ages. Recently, I was talking to a PGA Tour pro who has arthritis. Can you imagine how many times you have to swing the club? And this is a pretty successful guy. What is he doing? And he's searching for the answer. So, Tony, perfect time to have you on because it does affect, it's not necessarily someone who's super, super older. It affects a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Kate. Rheumatoid arthritis starts sometimes as early as 18 to 20 years old and impacts people at all ages of life.
And when I said the thing about electricity, explain to me what Setpoint is involved with.
Sure. Setpoint is working to further Dr. Kevin Tracy's discovery that there is an inflammatory reflex. And the inflammatory reflex is basically the concept that electrical pulses come from the brain to modulate or control inflammation in the body. So the brain senses these aberrant or out-of-control inflammatory responses in the body by the vagus nerve, and then it sends regulatory signals down through that same nerve to control or quiet inflammation. So what Dr. Tracy discovered was that in patients that had excessive inflammation, that their signaling mechanism was defective or wasn't effective at regulating inflammation. So he discovered that by putting a pulse of electricity in the vagus nerve, that you could restore that function or restore the the thermostat that controls inflammation in the body and bring people with diseases like rheumatoid arthritis back into a much more normal control and relieve their signs and symptoms again with these electrical pulses. So
Set Point's up to,
we're developing the device that actually delivers that therapy and helps treat the disease for the patients. A little tiny implantable device that goes in the vagus nerve in the neck to deliver those pulses.
Wow, and I know this is Set Point Medical is, as you say, you're developing that implanted device. There have also been with the vagus nerve and with Dr. Kevin Tracy. Obviously, you've been observing some patients, or he's done some trials. And what have they found as far as that's concerned?
Yes, so we've done a trial in patients with rheumatoid arthritis that was done across four or five centers in Europe with a really prestigious investigator named Dr. Paul Peter Tack. And Dr. Tack agreed to be the primary investigator, where we implanted a device in up to 17 patients. About half the patients had never been on one of these biologic drugs, very expensive, potent drugs, and the other half had failed multiple biologic drugs. So kind of both ends of the spectrum. All the patients had severe rheumatoid arthritis and were to some degree debilitated, like they couldn't button a shirt or couldn't use a fork, or they just didn't have a normal lifestyle. They were, many of them, in their 30s, 40s, 50s. So what the proposition was, we would implant these patients with a device, a first-in-kind trial. It had never been done before, and see how their disease went, as well as all the biomarkers that give an indication of disease. So you look not only at how their joints and pain levels go, but you also measure these specific markers in the blood that are indication objectively for how the disease is trending. So 17 patients were implanted. Of the 17 patients, you know, well over half of the patients, about 11 of the patients had very substantial responses. A few more had modest responses, and a couple got no response at all to the therapy. But again, a number had just remarkable responses, were able to resume not only a more comfortable life, but a number said, I went back within weeks to doing things I hadn't done in years. I'd been on 8 different drugs and none of them worked. I was in a really desperate situation, and within 3 or 4 weeks, I could ride my bike to the Dutch Post. I could use utensils and dress myself, and it was just the stories that came back were amazing and really happy patients.
And we're speaking with Tony Arnold, CEO of Set Point Medical, Kate Delaney America, tonight. You know what's interesting, too, about this listening to you, and I know that obviously when we talk about inflammation and inflammatory diseases, and there are so many, I hear from people who have Crohn's disease, Parkinson's, we know Alzheimer's, there's a chance, obviously, with these trials and the results that you just discussed, that this could be something that may be also used in thinking about those other diseases, right?
That's absolutely right, Kate. There have already been, there's another trial that a researcher in France saw, our RA trial, and he went to largely duplicate that trial in Crohn's disease, which is, again, a very ugly, debilitating disease of the digestive system, and he went and applied it there and had good success there. We're also conducting a trial in that area, and the early results are positive. And as you've mentioned, a number of other diseases that are really ugly chronic diseases today are primarily inflammatory diseases. Alzheimer's is one, and MS, and there's many others that are primarily inflammatory, and we believe this therapy might be workable for a number of those diseases and enable people to have a potentially safer therapy than the available drug therapies today at a lower cost for the healthcare system.
Oh, yeah, which wouldn't that be wonderful to see that? You have to be, you know, as somebody who's in this business, and of course you're in the business to do well, but you have to be excited about what a game changer this is.
Yeah, I've been in this industry a long time. I've been fortunate enough to develop a bunch of different therapies and neurosurgery and ear, nose, and throat, and this is the most exciting one I've been involved in. It's the first therapy I've ever been involved in. As a developer of these type therapies, you get really excited because it helps the patient, It gives the doctor another tool to use. Every doctor may not use it in every case, but it gives him another option for his patients, his or her patients, and it costs the provider, our healthcare system, far less money. Usually you get any two of those, but you can't have all three together. So we've got a chance here to do something that's game-changing for patients, that's unlike anything that's been done before, and that could actually help drive healthcare costs substantially lower. So you just don't see that often. And the reason you see these, there's a paper published recently in the PNAS, the National Academy of Sciences, and the reason that's such an exciting thing and it received such a high-impact publication is, again, this has never been done before. This whole discovery that you can control what goes on out in the periphery of the body and the joints by stimulating a nerve in the neck was really a crazy thing that Dr. Tracy discovered and that people were very skeptical. Now it's been well established that it works, and we're just at the tip of the iceberg in understanding all the things we can do with these type therapies. So we're the first one, and we're doing a phenomenal thing, but just wait. In the next 5, 10, 15 years, we're going to see this as a new area of medicine and a new way to treat patients that hopefully brings a lot of advantages.
Oh, yeah, and especially when we started off, we talked about rheumatoid arthritis and how awful that can be for people. The simple activities, tying the shoe and just getting dressed, buttoning your shirt or walking a dog down the street and around the block, just the simplest things. It's not even these ferocious weekend warriors. We're talking about, you know, the everyday people that are really suffering with this. Like I mentioned, Tony, I've seen so many people, and they're in great health, but this is what they're dealing with, and they are so frustrated because there isn't any great treatment for them. So, again, the fact that you're on the precipice of changing lives, that has to be incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And like you said, it's people tend to think of rheumatoid arthritis as a disease that strikes people in late in life. It's just not true. It affects so many people early in life. And it's not just that you get these pain and this suffering and the inability to use your joints. And you see the images of people, the hands become kind of disfigured. But it also has comorbidities. It begins to get in and affect the joints. Then it will slowly begin to erode the joints and the bones. It tends to have very substantial effects on the cardiac system. So almost certainly somebody that has significant RA later in life as the disease progresses, they're going to have many more complications with heart disease and other diseases. And we believe that if you stop the progress of the disease early with a therapy like this, you'll also eliminate or reduce any of those complications later in life. So it's not just a thing you do here today to make them feel better. It's something that changes the course, you know, of their whole life when it works well. So it's really exciting. And as you mentioned, the golfer, the thing that's available to these patients today is a really potent and for some people effective biologic therapy that has to be infused or injected weekly, and those therapies are very, very expensive, and when patients go on them, they tend not to last a long time. So if you go on it today, within a few years, half the patients will no longer respond to that therapy, and they're searching for something else for that patient to be on. And of course, each one of those that they try has its own unique and potentially devastating side effects. So it's exciting to have an alternative for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony Arnold, CEO of Step Point Medical, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, very much.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Once again, as always, the mailbag is full of your thoughts and notes that you've sent to me. And just a quick reminder, you can always send me anything that you want to send me, talking about a show or a suggestion or something. I keep saying this, but highlight something that has happened in your community that you think people should know. Let's give them a high five. Absolutely. Across this great country, we want to know who should be saluted for something amazing they're doing. So you should send it to americatonight.net. americatonight.net. All right, on that note, let's check the mail. This one is from Joseph. Kate, quickly, I wanted to tell you this. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there were 20 people that were killed in a train accident. Now, it wasn't in the United States, so take a pause there. I know you've talked about the Amtrak problems, but it was a head-on collision in southern Italy. And, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of Americans who go and visit Italy and people from all over the world. It's just so beautiful. But it was sad to see the trains collided, the mangled mess. I happened to see it on TV. And they showed a kid who was taken from the crash, and apparently he looked like he was alive from what I could see from the video footage. But it is just twisted, twisted, awful metal of a wreck. I don't think they know what happened. Yeah, the it's interesting that you say that, because I always think of Amtrak, and I heard that there was this train crash, and I, of course, immediately thought, oh, gosh, not in the United States, you know, not in the Northeast Corridor, they've had problems there, whatever, and it was had nothing to do with us. It was this beautiful area in southern Italy, and very close to the Adriatic Sea, and these two really pretty towns. A lot of people tour in those towns. I mean, I don't know if they were Italian people commuting or what the, you know, who the people were on the train, but it was an awful mess. You're absolutely right. I looked at it, and it's sad. Sad, what can you say? And we'll see what comes of that when they find out what happened. All right, how about this one? This one is from the Duke. Pokemon. Delaney, did you have Pokemon when you were a kid? Did you trade the cards? Did you see the Pokemon app deal they have that everybody is going nuts over? My kid wanted it, saw it on TV somewhere, and I have to say it is really, really a crazy deal. Of all the apps that you can get, and you know that there are so many, this one is the best. It's the bomb. I know that you have used to have a Technical Tuesday. Have you seen it? I did see it. I did see it because I was watching some news stuff, and the Pokemon thing like sort of comes alive. It's a game that isn't, it's an app, and that you are basically injecting, I don't know how to say this, sort of you're injecting Pokemon into your life, I guess is the best way to talk about that. But yes, people are going nutty over it. And so here's the thing for, you know, Nintendo and trying to be competitive in a cluttered space. What a smart thing that they did. You pull up the app, and wherever you go, the Pokemon, like you're in the woods or you're by some museum or you're wherever, and the Pokemon game pops up as if it's playing in the area where you are. It's crazy. And I know my explanation is kind of weak, but it's reality, basically. It's like a reality deal, and that's what it is. It's injecting the Pokemon into your life. But be careful, because they say a coding error gave the company access to people's emails. So with this exciting advancement, there also comes the downside of technology. Whenever they roll something out, sometimes there's kinks and things you have to work out, and there's an example of that. So there you go. All right, we jump back onto the campaign trail, and this one is from Michael. Michael says, Kate, I listen to you in Sarasota, Florida. We love your show. Did you see the polls? Hillary Clinton is now over Donald Trump, although it's very, very close. Yes. The latest poll that I saw showed just 3 points, and both candidates actually polling below 50%. And I think this is the bounce from the announcement that Comey, the FBI director, wouldn't recommend criminal charges against her in the email probe. I think that's what that has to do with, you know, the bounce back from that, the reaction to that, perhaps, based on what I saw in the poll. It was an NBC SurveyMonkey poll, by the way, and it's a weekly tracking thing. 82% agreed that Clinton's use of the server was inappropriate. 15 said the use was appropriate, so that's pretty small. 68% of Clinton voters called her use inappropriate. 98% of Trump voters called it inappropriate. So you get the idea that story helped him and hurt her, and that's not surprising. The question becomes, you know, this is another one of those blips. Does it hang around the next few months enough for it to damage her at the you know, with the electoral votes, etc., because ultimately that's what it comes down to. Okay, how about we go to this listener in Texas, and this is Peter in Texas, who says, Kate, the police shootings, just absolutely awful. My heart goes out to those families. I heard you say that 12 kids now are without a father, and that really stuck with me. And you're darn right. We never talk enough about the victims, because these were guys that just went to work and actually were trying to do their best to help the people in the Black Lives Matter movement with their peaceful rally. And it was a peaceful rally. And be very clear on that. I know some people are attacking Black Lives Matter, but I saw what came out of Dallas, and it certainly wasn't that. And, you know, every city and every into this country is different, the way things are perceived and how things are also pumped out there to the general public, don't you think? Yes. I think every city is different, of course, and what it, you could have a peaceful demonstration, and then in another city it could get raucous because somebody does something crazy, throws bricks or Molotov cocktails or gets out of control or whatever it might be. I mean, but you're right. The bottom line is exactly what I said. It's so sad about the loss of the police officers' lives. You know, they were just targets. They were moving targets, and that's sad. And, you know, it's on the heels of that, I saw this poll. 52% say racial discrimination is a serious problem in the U.S., and that's a question we'll talk about on the show because, you know, again, this goes to quantifying, figuring it out. Cities are different. Places are different. We had fatal shootings in Minnesota, Louisiana, and Dallas. And 52% of registered voters in America believe that, yes, racial discrimination against blacks is an extremely or very serious problem. 77% of Democrats believe it is against blacks. 51% of independent voters believe racial discrimination against blacks is extremely or very serious. 23% of Republicans believe that racial discrimination against blacks is extreme or very serious. And this is just a poll. So I will say it again. Every city has a different feel, look, face. And what happens, Dallas is different from New York and Louisiana and other places. We can come up with stereotypes, but I will say he's absolutely right. The march, no matter what, the march in Dallas was absolutely peaceful. And by the way, had a lot of different kinds of people in the march, you know, different shape sizes, ethnic backgrounds, really did. So it was fine. And this was a guy who was not right. And he found his targets, and his targets were the police. Now, how was he, you know, what was it that pushed him over the top? What motivated him to do that? What? Why did he pick that particular event? He was planning something else. Some of the really radical, brutal websites that he read, how much did that play into what pushed him over the edge? These are questions that are being legitimately, you know, legitimately asked. You know, absolutely. Okay, here's one from Mary. Kate, I've started listening to you really in the last couple of months, and I live in Washington. I've heard other people call in from Washington, and I do enjoy your show. I really do. This political yammering back and forth, I am so tired of. It is refreshing that you talk about politics and people call in and they're mad and they're angry, and then you talk about other things and people call in and they chime in on that. So good for those that are living their lives and are paying attention to what else is happening, or what I heard you call the buzz in the backyard. Yep, absolutely. The buzz in the backyard is right now what happened in Dallas, the reaction to it, what's going on around the country. I think anywhere you go, people are mentioning it at least. And it's awful. It's sad, like I said. So not to take anything away from a very big, sad, complex story. Remember, you too can be a part of the show. If you don't call in at 855-266-5283, you can always drop me a line at americatonight.net.
Good morning, killer, can you stop? Let's go, just hold it right where you are.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.